This is Focus on Issues here on KHFR 89.7 FM. It's your local look at issues and topics important to the city of Santa Maria. My name is Bruce Johnson. Thanks for joining us. Well, did you know that there is a huge problem here in Santa Maria that involves cats? Yep, cats, those furry, lovable creatures that you probably come across every day. And today, here to talk about that problem, that issue, is Marcy Kladnick, board member extraordinaire, as it describes you on the website, Marcy, with Catalyst for Cats. Hi, Marcy. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for having me on your show.
Please tell us, what does your group, Catalyst for Cats, do specifically? And talk about the specific issue here with cats.
Our main focus is humanely trapping the feral and abandoned cats in the Santa Barbara County. Those are the cats that live in the shadows, and our main goal is to end their endless suffering from the breeding cycles that run about 9 months out of the year, especially on our warm climate. We trap them, we have them spayed and neutered, we vaccinate them and treat them for parasites, and then we release them back to their home territories if we can. If there's an issue of where they've been living, we do try to find a new home for them. Another focus of Catalyst is maintaining and monitoring the stabilized feral colonies through our feeding program. This feeding program, we are able to help the surrounding communities by being on the alert for any new cats that show up. And if we TNR those, then we keep the feline population from growing, which is our main aim here. And we really enlist the help of the public, as they are our eyes and ears during the breeding season.
All right.
A few of the ways that you can help us would be, of course, spaying and neutering your own cats inside, because they will get out, and encouraging others to do the same. Our feral cat epidemic is largely the result of unaltered cats that have gone lost or been abandoned. We can always refer you to a low-cost spay-neuter program, such as the Project Pet Safe at the Santa Maria Shelter on Foster Road. If you call and find out about that, they can help you.
All right.
You can report local breeding cat colonies to us. You can adopt a rescue cat or kitten. And we always need volunteers, and, of course, we always need donations.
Okay. And when you say TNR, you mean trap, neuter, and rescue, TNRing the cats.
It's trap, neuter, return.
Trap, neuter,
return.
Return
them to their home.
Oh, right, right. Of course, because you return them to their colonies where they were before. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, what areas of the county do you cover?
Well, we cover the whole county, including Carpinteria, Guadalupe, and Nukuyama.
Okay.
So it's a huge area.
Yeah. Now, define what you mean when you say feral cat, please. What is feral exactly? Most people probably know, but...
Well, feral cats are the ones that are born in the back alleys and under bushes, and they've never known a human touch, so they are indeed wild. They're very secretive. They often are only seen at night because they come out under the cover of darkness to hunt and to breed, of course. You hear them breeding.
Yeah. Is northern Santa Barbara County a particular problem area for this issue with these feral cats?
Yes, it is. Not only are there a lot of feral colonies there, but the economy, the way it is, people have been abandoning cats and dogs, many of which are intact, and therefore they become new breeding stock for the colonies. Just one unspayed female can produce 15 kittens or more in a single season. Most of those will die from starvation, predation, disease, parasites. It's really brutal out there.
Yeah, I bet. Again, this is Focus on Issues, and we're talking with Marcy Kladnick with Catalyst for Cats. Marcy, real quick, and we'll repeat this over the course of the show, what is the phone number that folks can call to get more information, to volunteer, to report feral cats out there?
805-685-1563.
Okay, good. Now, Marcy, you list 12 reasons for getting your cats spayed or neutered. What are those 12 reasons?
Good thing that you asked.
Yeah.
Neutered males are less likely to run away from home. They are also less likely to fight. When they fight, they get injuries and are very expensive vet bills. Neutered males are less distracted by their sexual instincts, and they're easier to train, if you really can train a cat. It reduces and eliminates the problem of spray marking, which is a big thing with males. And neutered males are also less likely to suffer infections from the prostate glands. Females, unspayed females. An unspayed female will go into heat for 4 or 5 days every 3 weeks during breeding season, and they are really bothersome. They spray, they yowl, and try to get out. So that eliminates that. They also will not attract the noisy and fighting males, because the males, even if your cat is inside, she will attract the males outside who will come and spray your front door. Being a female, she is less likely to develop breast cancer or pyometra. They also eat less, because pregnant and nursing females eat a ton, and so do the kittens. They're very expensive to feed. And it's old school to think that they have to have a litter before spaying. That's not necessarily true anymore. In fact, females that are spayed before their first heat are typically healthier, so that's a good thing to keep in mind. And in general, just spaying and neutering, it's good for the community. Our shelters and foster programs are overflowing with kittens, and thousands of ferals are still out there breeding. It obviously eliminates thousands of unwanted kittens every year. Approximately every 4 seconds, an animal is killed because no one wants it. And, well, I'll throw in a baker's dozen here, a 13th.
Okay.
It's actually the neighborly thing to do, because there's nothing like having bad blood in the neighborhood when your male is out there spraying your neighbor's front door, or your female is having a litter in their backyard. So be good to your neighbors, be good to your pets, be good to your wallet.
Yeah. Now, we're giving folks kind of a lot of information. They can find all that at your website, correct? Which is catalystforcats.org?
Yes, it is.
Okay, good. And now we're talking again about just getting your outdoor cats spayed or neutered, right? People with cats that stay indoors, I think you may have addressed this already. They don't need to worry about that, right?
Oh, if only that were true, Bruce. But as the old saying goes, where there's a will, there's a way. Yeah. And you really can't stop raging hormones with just the screen door. A cat will slip through an opening smaller and faster than you think. I've seen it. I've seen it happen.
Wow.
I'd also just like to mention that it's very safe to sterilize your cats as young as 8 weeks.
Wow.
It's an old school thinking that they have to be 6 months old, and that's not true. Females actually can go into heat as young as 4 months. We've seen it happen.
So, Marcy, please talk about the TNR, the Trap, Neuter, and Return program. How does that work? We're talking about feral wildcats here now, of course.
Right. But we do catch those abandoned cats occasionally and get them snipped as well and bring them into the program.
Okay.
TNR, there's quite a bit of planning and pre-trapping work that goes in. Before we begin, we have to know how many cats we are after. This is very important because they all have to be caught within a two-day period. And I'll explain that in a minute. And we need to have enough vet appointments scheduled, because you can't just drop in on a vet with 10 cats and say, can you fit these in? Doesn't work. The reason that we have to catch them all is that no altered cat is released until everybody else has been caught, because otherwise it may spook them, and then we won't catch them.
Aww.
And since they all must be held in small cages for our safety and for theirs, we don't want to extend that time any longer than necessary.
Okay. So there's that whole process. Explain that, please. And then also the caregiving. They are released to their original colony, these cats, under supervision of caregivers. How does that work, the caregivers in specific?
Okay, well, let me touch on what you said at first. Not only are the cats sterilized, but they do receive a vet check to make sure they're healthy. They receive vaccinations for distemper and rabies, and they're treated for fleas and for worms. We tip one ear, the right for the male, the left for the female, so that we can tell from a distance what sex they are and that they have indeed been fixed. And also, if we happen to trap them again by accident, then we can release them immediately and not haul them back in. Mm. And in regards to caregiving, we do have our feeding programs, and this again is for monitoring the feral colonies, so we can keep track of any injuries and take those cats into the vet if necessary, or medicate them if somebody's sick. And specifically, we watch out for any new cat that shows up that we need to bring into the program.
Now, what about rescued kittens? That's a different system, correct?
Yeah, our rescued kittens, when we find kittens, we bring them into our foster program so they can be socialized and sterilized and vet checked and vaccinated and then placed into adoptive loving homes. When we are able to catch a mother with her kittens, that's actually the best scenario, because kittens need to nurse for as long as possible for their health. So after the kittens are weaned, then she is spayed and returned to her colony. But surprisingly, sometimes during her confinement, we find that mama is not really as feral as we thought. And so in those cases, we try very hard to find a forever home for her. Being a feral cat organization, we don't have a physical shelter, so all of our fostering is done in private homes. Catalyst provides all of the equipment, the food, the litter, the veterinary care, any medications that are needed.
Yeah. Now, some of these kittens, these cats that you catch, have never, ever, as you mentioned earlier, had human touch before.
Right. Well, some of them are a challenge, but they learn quickly enough that if they want food, they have to be nice. And you know, we play with them with toys and we hold them. And one of the things we do with the really wild kittens that we get, and they're usually covered, I mean, literally crawling with fleas when we catch them, is we give them an initial flea bath. And that in itself is a big step in socializing them, believe it or not. It's funny, though. Some of them are so scared they actually faint. And the first time that happened to me, I mean, it scared me. You know, I thought, oh, no, I killed a kitten. But it wasn't. No, it had just fainted.
Huh, cats fainting. I've never heard of that before.
Again, they this do. It's scary the first time you see it.
That's interesting. Again, this is Focus on Issues here on KHFR, and we are talking with Marcy Kladnick, board member with Catalyst for Cats. Now, how about volunteers, Catalyst for Cats? Are you looking for people to help in that regard, more boots on the ground, so to speak?
Oh, we're always looking for volunteers, especially in the North County where the number of ferals and the banding cats is so high. We mostly need good trappers, and we'll train anybody who might be interested. We also need transporters of the cats and supplies. And kitten season is just beginning, so in the next month or so, we're going to start needing foster homes, too, if anybody's interested in taking some kittens in.
Okay. Again, what phone number can folks call to find out more, to donate or to volunteer?
805-685-1563.
Okay. Let's talk about you for just a second. You've got a column that runs in the Santa Maria Times, the Santa Ynez Valley News, the Lompoc Record, and on your website, which received a Cat Writers Association Award of Excellence for both 2011 and 2012. You've been a member of the International Cat Writers Association since 2010. That's a pretty impressive resume. What originally got you interested in cats, Marcy?
Well, I always grew up with cats, and my parents taught me to love all animals, but cats were specific in our lives. There wasn't a time I didn't have at least one in my life, and when I moved to Los Alamos, it was a transition time for me, and I sort of just fell into a volunteer position with Catalyst. 3 months later, I found myself on the board, still trapping, fostering kittens, and then writing a column.
And you've got four cats of your own, all rescued animals, and one Scotty dog. A kitten whisperer, you say. Now, what is that? Just out of curiosity, what is a kitten whisperer?
Yes, Scotties aren't exactly known for their love of cats, but my Maggie learned as a puppy that cats come with claws, and so they rule the house. My very first trapping job netted me a very, very wild 8-week-old kitten that I had to keep overnight in the garage before his neutering, and he was so terrified of me that he just was shaking and cried and was breaking my heart. And on inspiration, I just picked my dog up and held her up so the kitten could see her. And instantly, the kitten started purring and came forward to headbutt the cage. I opened the door, I reached in, I picked him up and put him in my lap, and he and Maggie touched noses. I mean, it was such a miraculous thing to witness that the story actually appeared in the January 2012 issue of Guidepost Magazine. You can go to the website and search for The Cat Whisperer and read it yourself. It was amazing. And now when I bring foster kittens into the house, Maggie helps me socialize them and teaches them that dogs can be friends.
Okay. And what is that website where people can go to find out more, to donate to Catalyst for Cats or to volunteer?
Catalystforcats.org.
And the phone number?
805-685-1563.
Marcy Kladnick, thank you again for talking with us today and for all the great work that you and all the people at Catalyst for Cats are doing out there.
Well, thank you again for having me. It's always important to get the word out.
And again, Catalyst for Cats is a nonprofit group right here in the northern Santa Barbara area. Call them at 805-685-1563. That's 805-685-1563. Or check the website at catalystforcats.org. FocusOnIssues.org. And again, you have been listening to Focus on Issues. Focus on Issues is a public service program of KHFR 89.7 FM. The views and opinions that you've heard on the show today are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff or management of Family Radio.